जय श्रीमद् भगवद गीता लॉर्ड कृष्णा वेरी क्लियरली डिस्टिंग्विशेस डिवोटी फ्रॉम अदर्स लाइक वी फाइंड कृष्णा कॉल्स हिज ओन डिवोटीज एज महात्मास महात्मानस्तु मां पार्थ दैवीं प्रकृतिमाश्रितः भजन्ति अनन्य मनसो ज्ञात्वा भूतादिम अव्ययम् ही सेज दैट इज डिवोटीज love him and serve him with their unalloyed heart. Bhajanti ananya manaso. Ananya means without any other distraction, with a pinpointed, focused way, they love him and they serve him. And then he tells about others. Jnana yajnena chapyanye ajanto mam upasate. Anya means others. Krishna puts his devotees in one category, and jnanis, yogis, karmis, and all other category, he puts them in the anya category. Jnana yajnena cha api anye ajanto mama pasate. And for his devotees, Krishna has also promised deliverance from this world in a very easy manner. If you read the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, last verse, after giving all details about auspicious and inauspicious way of quitting this world, in auspicious and inauspicious times, or quitting this world by accident or by arrangement. Prabhupada explains these things based on the verses in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, attaining the Supreme. If somebody leaves the body in the day, it's considered auspicious. Somebody leaves in the night, it is inauspicious. Somebody leaves, there is Shukla Paksha, there is Uttarayan, Dakshinayan. After taking into account all these things, if one leaves the body like what Bhishma did, then one can attain liberation. Otherwise, one is returning to the material world again. But the last verse of 8th chapter, in that concluding verse, Krishna says, as far as my devotees are concerned, they don't have to worry about all these things. They simply have to devote themselves to me, and I will transport them to the spiritual world. So Krishna has given the assurance. Again, in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I personally come to deliver my devotees. Yetu sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha ananjena ivayogena mam dhyayanta upasate teshamaham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha mayaveshita chetasam mayeva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya Nivasishyasi mayeva atavurdvam na samshayah. Here he is telling, Madhya Rajana, those who are devoted to me, yetu sarvani karmani, all their activities they devote to me. So such devotees, what I do? He says, I personally deliver them. Ananjena eva yogena mam dhyayanta. Those who are meditating on me without any other distraction, with undivided attention. Such devotees, I personally Tesham aham samuddharta. He uses the word aham samuddharta. I personally come to deliver them. You will see that picture of Krishna on the back of Garuda lifting up a devotee who is drowning in the ocean with arms raised, calling for Krishna. So after saying that, the Lord is saying, Tesham aham samuddharta, mrityu samsara sagarat, bhavami, nachirat partha. And it won't take much time. Very quickly I will come in the life of a devotee, he says. Why? Maya Veshita Chetasam. Because his Chetana is attached to me. And then he says, Mayeva Mana Adatsva. Therefore, I am telling you, Arjun, you just focus all your attention upon me, the Supreme Person that I have guarded, is saying, Mayeva Mana Adatsva. May Buddhim Niveshaya. Invest all your intelligence upon me only. Which means utilize all your intelligence and understanding Krishna better and better and increasing your surrender to him more and more. He's saying. So in this way we can find Krishna is so kind to his devotees that he gives them personal attention and removes them from the crowd of different spiritualists and gives them his whole existence to deliver them and give them his company. Just like sometimes in a house your mother is more concerned about the last child who is a very small child. Although there are bigger brothers and bigger sisters, mother's attention is always towards that younger child. because the mother knows that that child needs attention. In the same manner, Krishna also rounds up the devotee separately and says, how do his devotees behave with him and how does he reciprocate with his devotees in Bhagavad Gita. So a devotee should learn these things that are given in scriptures and develop the right attitude in approaching Krishna. Because unless our heart is given to Krishna by proper understanding of Krishna's nature and Krishna's qualities and Krishna's compassion, Krishna's mercy, Krishna's desire to deliver his devotees and Krishna's disposition towards his devotees, if one is not absorbed in such kind of undivided attention on Krishna and things connected to Krishna, if one is not absorbed in that, then the mind will get distracted to the Krishna itara. Krishna itara means the material existence with all its bogus variety. His Holiness Bhakti Goswami Maharaj spoke so beautifully yesterday about the bogus variety of the material world, how it cheats the living entity from his eternal birthright of Krishna Prema. So, if one wants to withdraw one's attention from Krishna itara and focus on Krishna by accepting the quality of Krishnaika Sharana, then such a disposition is very conducive for chanting with absorption. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sings, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavambudhav Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Stita Dhuli Sadrisham Vichintaya. Oh, my dear Lord, somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Oh, son of Nanda, please pick me up from this world of death and place me at your lotus feet as one of the millions of atoms. So this is a very beautiful verse portraying the heart of a devotee. How a devotee should seek one-pointed shelter at Krishna's feet. Eka bhaktir vishishyate, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavatam it is said, Tasma adekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam pati. So this kind of verses should inspire us to avoid the distraction and attentively call out the holy name and develop such attitudes during our practice of Krishna consciousness, so that gradually the hazy cloud of material variety gradually withers away and a very sharply defined spiritual reality in the eyes of the spirit soul, when it is more and more revealed, then a devotee can approach towards the eternal realm of Goloka Vrindavan. Harinam Prabhu ki.